Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Just needs this helping hand, yeah. But if you're Nigel...
So, Aaron, are you still eating?
No, you know, Carl, the line at fucking McDonald's was so slow that I had time to eat one double cheeseburger on the way back to the apartment here. And now I've got another few ready to go. So, commercial breaks, I'll be eating my double cheeseburgers.
No, you got to eat during the show like I used to do when you used to get. Remember, you used to get mad at me. You would message me, Carl. Stop smacking.
You act like that. You don't do that anymore. Yeah, when you do eat, it aggravates me. Right.
Yeah, you're like messaging me on Skype, Carl. You're smacking your lips. Stop eating.
Yes, you still do that, Carl. Don't lie.
Very rarely. Very rarely.
Very rarely. You know what? When what was the time? Oh, you had PJ Braun on Superhuman Radio. And I was listening to his
But you know what? I don't know what – Aaron, I listened to that entire show, and there was nothing
– Well, let me tell the audience who's listening what I'm talking about. Okay. So I'm listening to this thing, and it's PJ talking about training shoulders around injuries so that you can get – I think you said like the – you said boulder shoulders without injuries or something, you know.
Right.
Something cliche. And so I'm listening to the thing, and I'm like the whole time, this whole thing, I'm hearing you going – I'm like, oh my God, I almost couldn't listen to. If it wasn't PJ on there, I wouldn't have been able to keep listening to the show. Because
but you know what? I listened to that whole show.
Yeah, you told me you weren't even making any noises.
And I listened to that. I listened to that entire show. I wasn't eating during that interview.
I know.
I never eat during Supreme Radio ever. I never eat during.
Only during off topic, right?
Well, it's 2.5 hours. It's late in the evening. I've been like going all day, like. You know, sometimes I didn't have anything to eat, like you, and I'm stuck, and so I'm going to eat. And a lot of times, you're doing the interviews.
Yeah, I think that's the case.
I get bored. You're doing the interviews. I get bored, and so I'm like, oh, I think I'll eat something. And I forget.
And then I say, right, Carl? And I hear nothing. And I'm like, oh fuck.
But you know what? I now turn my microphone off. I used to forget to turn my microphone off.
Another thing is when you eat, people don't know this at home, but there are certain foods that you enjoy that cause you to cough and build phlegm in your throat.
Yeah, right.
So if
this is really an appealing subject, Aaron.
Well, people have to. We're totally open on off topic.
That's right.
So
you're right. You're right. You're right.
You have to let them know. So sometimes you'll be on mute, and I'm sure you're going, but you're on mute, so nobody can hear you. So when I ask you a question. It takes you a minute to finish clearing your throat and come back to me.
Right. There are certain products, mainly when
nuts,
I eat protein bars, milk, and nuts. That's correct. Yeah.
I've known you been around long enough to know exactly what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's something to look forward to in Vegas.
No, I'm not going to be drinking any milk or eating any protein bars or nuts while I'm there. I'm not.
You've got to be very careful. I know. What about sushi? Will you be eating any sushi?
I will eat sashimi. If I may come to the competition that you are now involved in, and which my money is on you to win because I know that you are an Italian. We would call you a gavone. When you eat, people need to keep their hands in their pockets so they don't lose their fingers.
Or in Yiddish, I would be a chaza.
Chaza. Right? Chaza. That's right. That's right.
Right. A pig.
Yeah. And so my money is on you to win. If the bet was sashimi, no rice, I would definitely join in. Absolutely.
Well, let's tell about this contest. It's the first, RX muscle sushi eating contest and it's the post Olympia sushi. So it's actually Sunday at 4 o'clock after the Olympia. And, Carl, we're going to have a whole slew of IFBB pros that are competing in the Olympia.
The day after their competition. And you know that these pros, like, they eat everything when they come off their diets.
That's the thing is that I don't know, Carl, you might have too much faith in me because somebody like Steve Nammet, let me list off some of the people who are going to be there. Okay, Carl?
Right.
We got Steve Nammet, who we had on the show. Remember Pooked on Putin? Right?
Yep.
He'll be there. Hopefully, I think Jose Raven will
Jose
be there.
Jose is a big eater.
Jose can, he brought me to a sushi place by his house and he ate quite a bit of sushi. So, and this is the day after his contest, you know.
Right.
So we got him. We got Ben White, who will be there.
Big Ben. He's a big eater. Another guy.
He's not competing in the actual Mr. Olympia, but he is competing in the World's Strongest Man contest. So he's all the way up to almost 300 pounds right now, Carl.
And we pretty much know that Ben will probably take his pants off and pose for us at the sushi bar like he
actually,
did.
Actually, if you guys come to the sushi place, there's a very good chance you'll see some posed down.
I bet you we could egg those on easily.
Oh, yeah. Mike Liberatore will be there. Obviously, all of the Whack Pack guys and Dave and
But I'm
John
very disappointed to find out that Jeff the producer will not be there.
Oh, I am surprised and disappointed also. I was hoping he would come.
I really like Jeff.
Dave says he doesn't travel well. So.
Oh, we've cleared that up. He travels well. We know that.
Dave still insists he doesn't travel well. No. So. I talked to him today. I said, Dave, why isn't Jeff coming? And, unfortunately, I hope that, Jeff can put it together and come on his own. You know, the thing is, Jeff is supposedly a great eater. So if Jeff the producer comes, it's quite possible, Carl, that he will win this contest and that prize money in this contest will be enough to pay for his trip.
How much are the prize money?
We got other pros coming. James Llewellyn will
It's 50 or $60 to join, but the meal is 30. So it's only going to be $30 put to the pool.
Well, okay, so if you could drink water and you have the sushi, it's $21.99 for the sushi, so $22. Say you leave a $5 tip, it's $27, okay?
Yeah, so 30, right.
Putting in 50 to compete. So in other words, you're betting $22 or so on yourself that you're going to win. So if we have, let's say 20 people that enter, those pros I mentioned are only a small portion. You got John and Dave and whoever else is coming, anybody who wants to come from the boards. Lewis is going to do it, the big sexy. We have Pastronetics on the board who's going to do it. There's a whole list of other people. So let's say there's 20 people, Carl, then you're looking at $440 prize money for the winner.
Right. Yeah. But that doesn't pay for the trip. Like you're saying that Jeff, the producer's trip,
would pay for his airfare.
One way.
No, are you kidding? $440 from New York to Vegas?
Well, if he buys the ticket late, it's $300 each way. Unless he goes on Priceline.
You're ruining this for me, Carl.
Okay. He's not going to come, so forget about that.
Let's suspend disbelief for a minute and say that Jeff could come if he wanted
to. Okay.
That would be interesting if he put it all on the line, hoping to win the sushi eating contest and make for a good story.
Right.
Anyway, there's a bunch of other pros that are going to be there, and that should be interesting in itself. Seeing these guys after and girls after the contest, Marcy Porter probably too. We got a bunch of these girls.
Wouldn't it be funny if one of these little petite like figure girls out eats the guys?
Candace Keene says she's a big eater, so we're gonna see. That'll definitely be interesting.
She's a little thing too.
I can put down Carl. I could put down if PJ Braun will be there also. I could put down.
I think my money would be on PJ. I didn't know he was gonna be there.
Oh yeah, PJ will be there. Well, he wants to do. We're gonna do. I think we're going to do a lifestyle video when I go visit him after Nationals. And I thought, it would be interesting as a, cause he loves McDonald's just like me.
Right.
And he loves the chicken nuggets, which I also enjoy. So we were thinking, and they have this deal at McDonald's now, $10 for 50 nuggets.
Wow.
And a nugget is 1 ounce. So it's 50 ounces of chicken for $10.
Well, it's bread too, but yeah.
Well, of course. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? 50 ounces of nuggets. Okay.
Right.
So I was thinking, he wants to challenge me in a nugget eating contest because he doesn't really like sushi.
God.
So that could be interesting. I think I could see Ben White taking it.
Yeah, especially if there's a little ganja involved earlier in the day.
That's definitely a possibility. I would like to see Kai Greene. He's got unbelievable eater.
I've heard. Yeah, he's a. But I think that he would be too philosophical and.
He could be philosophical while he eats. Well, he's a big eater, Carl.
Yeah, I know. I've heard that.
Notoriously big eater. For MD, they had a video of him where he actually ate $100 worth of food at IHOP.
Insane.
There's
another exciting thing going on in Vegas, and that there's a wedding, isn't there?
Yes, that's very exciting too. And we were not able to break this news.
Right, because we've known about it for some time now.
Yeah, we've known about it. I've known about it for not quite – I think you told me about it
a
few months ago. Huh?
Don't say that. GX told me not to tell you. No, I'm like it. No,
well,
he just said,
tell us what
he just said not to say anything. Our music producer, GX, And
friend of the show.
Friend of the show. Wonderful guy. A wonderful human being. Is moving, getting married at the Olympia to Dawn Allison, the female bodybuilder. And
from the board.
From the boards. They met on the boards, and they fell in love. And he's moving to Canada. He's never been to Canada. And to my knowledge, I don't think he's ever actually spent any time in her company either.
I don't believe they've ever met.
Right.
I mean, but face to face, I'm sure they've
Right, but they know each other through the internet and stuff. And so.
So what do you think about that, Carl?
Actually, I think
you and I both have met girls on the internet with some success and then some, you know, not so much success.
Right.
Would you ever consider, if you really felt like, you know, you felt like you really struck it off, you know, amazingly well, would you ever consider meeting your girl that you met on the internet and potentially marrying her? Eloping, I suppose you'd say.
Well, when you say the girl I met on the internet, who are you talking about?
I'm saying you have met girls on the internet.
Oh, right? Yeah, sure. I mean, dating sites and stuff like that.
No, I'm not saying a specific girl. I'm saying, okay, for example, if you
Like women who reach out to me through the show, for instance. I've never met them before, and they contact me, and they
and let's say you have this great romance over the phone.
I think I would have to meet them first. I think I would have to meet them. I think.
Let me ask Carl, and this is actually Dave mentioned this on Heavy Muscle Radio, and that's why I knew it was okay to mention this. I did ask GX just to make sure it was okay, but they mentioned it only for a moment because that, you know, obviously RX Muscle will be covering the wedding of GX and Dawn Allison, and they will actually be doing it at one of these, you know. I guess, quick kind of wedding places.
And can we just call him Brandon, since that's his real name, since he's getting married? He's marrying Dawn Allison. His first name is Brandon.
You can say Brandon. I think that's appropriate when we're talking about him getting married.
This is a
serious subject.
Right.
So what I'm wondering, Carl, is do you think that it plays? I mean, you're an expert.
Let me tell you this. I mean, as some people who are on the Facebook scene know, that I changed my relationship status today.
That's big news.
And I've fallen in love, and I have to tell you that this is the first time I've ever felt this way about anyone. Now, I did have the privilege of meeting her in person first, and when the very first moment I met her, I knew that I could. I mean, I was smitten with her when I very first met her.
That's actually where I was going with this, Carl. I didn't want to. I didn't want to pop it right up. But if you hadn't had a chance to meet her, and she suggested to you that you all meet at the Olympia to elope. Would you have considered?
I think I would have considered it because I've got, and I'm going to tell you why, because I've gotten to know her, and I have to tell you, you know, our parents and grandparents may have had it right when they took the physical aspect out of a relationship, because I have been communicating with this woman who will remain anonymous at this point in time for, you know, several months now, and I have fallen in love with her. It's such a deep degree, and I know a lot about her, and she knows a lot about me because we talk a lot on the phones and we share emails. I've written poetry for her. I have a very, very deep connection to her. And I think that when you build that kind of a relationship first, as opposed to the way it's done in this day and age where people go out and hook up first, then they kind of work into a relationship. This way actually gives you a better chance of having a successful relationship, because once you have sex with somebody, that implies a relationship. It starts to build unnatural bonds. And I even had this discussion with my son, Chase. I said, you know, meeting a girl and having sex the very first time you meet her is akin to walking to a bar, meeting a girl, and saying, here's the keys to my car and the title. Take it. Because the most valuable thing that you have to give is your essence, your spirit, your soul, your love. It's more valuable than your car or your house. So you wouldn't give your car or your house to somebody upon meeting them. Why would you jump into bed with them? It confuses things. So I think that getting to know someone in a distance situation actually gives you the benefit of becoming close before sex. And then sex only makes it closer, greater. It makes it better, as opposed to the other way around, where a lot of people stay in a relationship just because the sex is good and they are not compatible without sex.
Are you stunned? I'm still single, but
right.
Or I'm single now at least. But I found that in my experience of dating girls that I met at a bar or even the girls that I met at the gym, I found that, I was able to at least weed out a lot more over the internet or over the phone meeting somebody, because you don't have to spend all that time or money to find out somebody is not doesn't work.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you go over the internet, over the phone, you have a chance to exchange emails, to speak to the person. And if you look, if you're careful, you can see a lot of red flags, and you don't have to spend the time or the money going out with the person and trying to learn about them if you've already learned that it isn't going to work.
Well, and my situation is even more different. I never believed in that whole soulmate, love at first sight thing. At least I never experienced it in my life, so I never felt that. And I always thought that was just a lot of baloney. But the very first time I met this woman, and she's stunningly beautiful, but that wasn't it. There was something else about her. Something that when I met her, I actually went to a friend of mine who was there with me when I met her within 20 minutes, a half hour of being in her company. And I told him, I said, you know, I am just so, taken by her. I want to go and write a poem for her. Those were my exact words to him. I mean, I was so taken by her. He said to me, why don't you ask her out? And I said, oh, come on. I said, look at her and look at me. She would never have anything to do with me. I mean, why would she ever be interested in me? It's like, to this day, I got to be honest with you. I still feel like, you know, I don't know what she sees in me. I just hope she doesn't snap out of it. That's all. But no, I actually can say with complete confidence that I had an emotional feeling about her the very first minute I met her. And I knew that I could love her, if that makes any sense. And then getting to know her just made me sure. And I do love her now. I feel it. It's something that I feel, and it really makes me feel good. In fact, my divorce was final yesterday. The timing couldn't be better, to be honest with you, for me.
Let's talk about give us the details of this.
I can't go too deep into it, but I did get hit with $2,500 a month for 8 years in maintenance.
Unbelievable. There, you know, Carl, I was worried when you started telling me about how great the relationship is. I was worried about your show, Open Season on Men. And then I heard about the $2,500 for 8 years, and I knew the show could still go on.
But no, the show will go on, no doubt about it. But the reality is that I'm not even upset about it, because having this woman in my life is like the greatest gift I could have. And if I have to pay $2,500 a month for 8 years, it's well worth it. So,
wow, she must be pretty special. That's a lot of money.
I don't. I mean, I just can't even tell you. I mean, I don't want to like gush and sound like but I just have never felt this way about anybody in my life. That's all I can say. And it's a very energizing feeling. It's very empowering.
And so I noticed you're on your Facebook status. You started getting a bunch of comments.
Yeah.
On there, I saw your daughter, actually, Taylor, actually jumped in and was defending you against the Big Sexy, huh?
Yeah, because he asked if she has money and is she hot. And then, you know, Taylor is like me. She's a very feisty Italian. And she went right after Lou. And Lou messaged me and goes, who's Taylor Lenore? And I said, that's my daughter. And he goes, oh, now I understand. But he had some fun with her. He had some fun.
Yeah, he did. That was funny.
Yeah.
So when will we get to meet this new lovely lady?
I'll let you know.
Very shortly, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, good, good. You're keeping things close to the vest.
I don't want to do anything wrong with this. This is like, you know, when you have, you haven't had children yet, but when you have a baby, you know, you protect it, you hold it, you nurture it, you want to give it every opportunity to grow into a strong human being. And I feel the same way about this relationship, and I really am very cautious. I've never been on eggshells in any relationship that I've been in, but I am on this one because I just want to do everything I can to nurture it. That's all.
When do we get to have her on the show?
I don't think she'd come on the show, but I don't know. I mean, you know,
I had Amy on twice. Come on.
I don't think that I think she's I know she's a very private person, and I don't think that she's the kind of person who would come on the show. But if she ever wanted to come on the show, she's welcome to.
That would be interesting. I could interview her. You okay. Get nervous.
You are making me nervous now. Okay, so that's the update on my relationship and my divorce, okay?
Yeah, that's very interesting. I'm sure we'll revisit that many times over the next few months and in the future, huh?
And ironically, no press passes. I was just looking at the list of things that we have to talk about tonight. We have no press passes. Could you imagine a media venue like Triceptor Productions with radio shows like Superhuman Radio and Off Topic Radio, and we don't have press passes? But you know what? I may have screwed up. It's my fault. I could have sworn that I went to the website and downloaded the form and sent it in, but I guess I was wrong. I mean, you know, it was so such a long time ago, so I made a mistake and I didn't submit the paperwork in time. And Robin Chang was nice, you know, if he could have got him for us, he would have. But
I spoke to him on the phone, and apparently he had already heard about what I was calling about, and I guess one of the listeners of the show must have alerted him. It's funny how that works. I'm not going to fool myself into believing that Robin Chang listens to our show, you know. But it's funny how if we mention somebody on the show, usually in any kind of a derogatory manner, it's amazing how that person always finds out about it. It's
well,
amazing.
Look, my ex brought copies, tapes, excerpts of the show into the court where she, you know, where I went on a rant one day about how this judge was reaming me, and she brought them into court. So, I mean, yeah, news travels fast and bad news travels the fastest. So.
It really is amazing. Yeah. It really is amazing. If we say something bad about, you know, I'm sure like, I don't want to bring up specific examples, but if we say something bad about a bodybuilder or somebody, it's funny. They always hear about it. And I always later on hear about it.
Yeah. They get,
it's funny how they don't send anything to you.
Well, I don't think they know how to reach me. You're much more available. You know, you're out there a lot more and the other thing is that this past year you've gone to all the shows. I basically sat back, but next year I'm going to start traveling more to the shows.
You will have a great time. I mean, I to be honest with you, Carl, going to the shows is like what I look forward to.
It's the fun. It's the fun. It's like you work all day, you do the shows, and then you go to the events, and that's where the fun is. I know.
Yeah, I really have a great time going, and you know, that's what I look forward to. After the last show, you know, whatever show I go to, I'm always looking forward to the next one.
And the best part of it is because we do have like a little tiny bit of celebrity. When you go to the shows, there's so many people who are interested in talking to you and just kind of being around you. And that's very flattering to me. And I really love that.
Also, you know, one thing is that by having all the people we've had on the show as guests, you make friends. I mean, I make friends with the people. One of the things that I make sure to do is I make sure to stay in contact.
Right.
With people we've had on the show, even if we haven't had them on in a while. So, you know, it's, you know, and I know you don't have the time or the inclination to necessarily do that, but, when you do go to the shows, they're going to know who you are and you've got friends, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like almost like a reunion of sorts, especially if you go to a lot of shows.
Yeah. So next year, my goal is to definitely be at a couple more shows than I did this year. So,
yeah. So what else? What's the next thing on our list?
The Olympia itself. The fact that we're going to be there and hopefully we're going to meet a lot of people and, we're not going to be anchored to any booth this year or hanging out any particular, I guess we'll hang out at, was Species having a booth this year?
No, not even.
So we're really not going to have a home base like we did last year, but nope. You know, people will find us around. ALR will have a booth, right? A matrix, a presentation matrix. Isn't that what
they
all
are? They'll have a presentation matrix. Yes.
Yeah, they'll have a presentation matrix there. So maybe you could catch us at the ALR booth or something to that effect.
Yeah, we'll be walking around. I mean, we're pretty. You know, we'll
should we wear the original off-topic T-shirt so people can identify us? The one with
I don't have any. I don't have any left.
Oh, I've got some. I'll bring you a couple. And I guess we should wear them. I know it does look like Hitler on the front of it, but it's not really Hitler. We can get into that whole thing again. But maybe we should wear them so people can identify us.
We'll try them on and we'll consider it.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't guarantee we'll be wearing these shirts, but it's definitely a possibility.
Is it because you don't like the shirt anymore? Or is that what it is? Or
I don't know. I'm going to have to take a look at it again and see what I think.
Oh, by the way, Lashana Tova. Sorry about that. Belated.
Yeah, you're late.
I know.
Very late. But that's good. It's the Yom Kippur is a more important holiday. That's when you start the new year officially and the Book of Life closes. So you still have a chance, Carl, to be put into the Book of Life for next year.
Yes, yes. That is my goal. That's my objective, to be put into
the Book of Life. That's always good to be alive for next year. You know what I mean?
I want to be put in the Book of Love, not Life. That's it.
It sounds like you're already in there.
Yeah, I'm working my way in. What else?
One thing I wanted to mention, Carl, that's not on our list here, is that after the contest season, which ends, next week, I mean, next week is the Olympia, not this weekend, but the following weekend, we're going to try to do some changing of some programming changing. Is that what you'd say?
Yeah.
That's the word I was looking for. Format changing. So we're going to try some new things, and I'd like to get feedback from people on how they think the different formats that we'll try. And, you know, we haven't really talked about it too much, but we're going to try to do some panel discussions, something incorporating something like we did with Pulsing Radio, do a current events section. We might try shorter interviews, more people, but shorter interviews.
Right.
We might try a longer section with Carl and I. We're just going to experiment with some different options and see what
what we need people to do is, A, number one, bear with us as we try to find some new legs for the show. But more importantly, give us your feedback. If you don't like something, let us know. If you do like something, let us know, and we'll make sure.
We're also going to try to do more people from the boards or people that work out or interesting people since the bodybuilding season is over. And if we do have a majority of bodybuilding guests, we're going to try to focus on lifestyle stuff as opposed to even further lifestyle stuff. It's not about contests or prepared for contests, but maybe what a bodybuilder or a fitness competitor. We're going to have some more girls on the show, you know, what they think of current events or life kind of questions, you know?
Yeah. You know what we could do? Do you know that public radio show, This American Life with Ira Flatow?
Of course. I listen to it.
Do you? I listen to it as well. It's really a great show. I'd love to do interesting stories like that. You know, the stories that really
come. If I had the equipment, we could do something like that so we can prepare them in advance.
Well, I could send you.
They don't do it live.
I could send you a digital. No, those have to be edited. There's a lot. There's hours and hours of editing, but I could send you digital recorders and you can do interviews and then we have to edit them. It takes literally hours to edit those types of
things. You would not be interested in doing that.
No, but I could send you software and you can load it on your computer and you could edit.
Yeah, I could do that. That I would be interested in doing. I don't mind putting in the time, but I know realistically if it's going to take you hours and hours, you're not going to do that.
No, I don't have – it's not that I don't want to. I don't have hours and hours. I mean, my day is full now.
I know. I'm the executive producer anyway. I don't mind doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, we should try to
do that. I think it would be interesting to – at least we could do like a once every month, you know – investigative report kind of thing as opposed to
by the way I'm doing an investigative report next Wednesday the 22nd, and I know that people know about Dr. Scott Connolly's dilemma, but I'm going to be bringing a totally different perspective to his interview than you may have.
You're
heard.
Not going to allow him to read
no first, no I'm going to interview him because that's what I do, but I've got an angle on this show,
but
that
just to specify, because he was just on Heavy Muscle Radio and he really was not there to answer questions. He was more or less there to read do like a soliloquy, you know. So
right.
You were going to ask the questions and you're going to have Dr. Connolly answer the questions.
That's right. He's going to try to run off on me, but I'm going
to. He is going to try to run
off. Oh, I know, but I already did it to him in the pre-interview today and I kept stopping him. And I says, and this is the way I'm going to interview you. And he goes, well, you're the professional. He goes, I'll follow your lead. But I got a different angle on this story too. I got into it with him today. And I got an angle on the story that's going to make this almost like a Bernie Madoff-esque type of a scandal, but in the supplement industry. So it's going to be really good.
It has the potential. I mean, if you read the documents he's put out and you've listened to the interview on Heavy Muscle Radio, it's an interesting story. It just needs to be brought out like a story as opposed to like a, you know, these are the facts kind of deal.
Right.
You know, you got to make it interesting.
I got an angle on the story. I'm just going to tell you.
Dr. Connolly, he could be a little bit dry.
Yeah, exactly. But this is I'm going to be in control of the interview, and I have an angle on the story that you haven't heard before. I can guarantee
that. I'm very, very interested to hear this. Everybody should listen to see what kind of interviewer Carl Lenore really is.
And
this is a challenge.
And the chat will be set up on Superhuman Radio to be functional, so people can go to superhumanradio.com and chat with me while I'm doing the interview if they want to inject something into the interview. So it's going
to
be great. It's going to be great.
What day is that?
Wednesday the 22nd, and it's going to be a special 1.5 hour edition of Superhuman Radio. I never do anything over an hour, so that tells you something right there.
And then that Wednesday night, we've got our last off topic
before we go to the Olympia the next day.
And we will do, like I said, we will do one more show that'll be of the normal format. So next week you'll hear we're going to have a few pro bodybuilders come on to kind of break down the Olympia and do like a preview. Kind of we'll do predictions, kind of like an off topic. Preview of the Olympia, maybe a preview of the after parties that are available as well.
Yeah.
Because we know we like our after parties.
Yes, we love our after parties, don't we, Aaron? I'm going to have a great time this year. I am.
Yeah, so I've got, we can have Jason Deere. We've got another.
Jason. That reminds me, we have to have Jason Deere on the show next week.
Yeah, that's supposed to be your deal. You want me to call him?
No, I totally forgot about him. I feel so bad. I will call him tomorrow. Jason Deere is the master at throwing after parties. His after parties are the best at the Arnold and the Olympia. And we'll have him on the show next week. because that absolutely gets us VIP treatment when we go to his parties.
Of course. There you go. That's always key.
That's it. It's always key. There you go. Anyway, what else do we have to talk about before we go into the break?
That's about it. Is there anything else on the list?
No, that's it.
You have the list tonight. So.
Yes, I know. And that we covered everything. Everything.
Excellent.
Okay.
Excellent. So we're actually going to be calling Carl. Next, we'll be calling his name. I want you to make sure you pronounce his name right because I messed it up a little. I've been practicing. It's Amit Sapir. Okay?
Amit Sapir.
Here, Mr. Israel and IFBB Pro going to compete in his first debut this weekend at the John Simmons 202 in Detroit.
Now, but he lives in North America now, right?
No. Yes. He's from Israel and recently, 8 months ago, moved to Canada. But let's let him tell the story.
Okay. All right. Good deal. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we will pick up with Amit Sapir. Amit Disappear. All right. Stay tuned.
You can say that at the end of
it. Yeah. So he doesn't punch me out when he sees me at the Olympia. Stay tuned. You're listening to Off Topic. We'll be right back.
Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit speciesnutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. speciesnutrition.com.
Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. If you're stuck in a rut, looking to compete, want to make your mark in the fitness industry, or just want to look your best, Aaron Singerman can help. Sign up for 12-week, 24-week, or full-year training packages. All packages include training, diet, supplementation, and hormonal optimization plans. Periodic and regular phone consults, email communication, and text messaging included in all plans. Contact Aaron Singerman today at AaronSingermanFitness@hotmail.com.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Off Topic. So, Aaron, do you want to? Well, first of all, Aaron, are you there or are you eating your hamburger right now?
Oh, sorry.
Carl. No. I knew we had a short break and I felt bad. I thought, geez, Aaron's not going to be able to eat a hamburger in that amount of time.
No, I got down most of it. I got the rest of my double cheeseburger waiting for later, I guess.
There you go. I know. That's tough.
I should have just went with an apple pie. You should have told me it was going to be so quick.
Well, you know.
You gotta help me plan for these things, Carl.
Sorry about that, Aaron. Sorry about that. Anyway, would you like to?
Carl gave me a normal Coke instead of a Diet Coke. Can you believe that shit?
Oh my God, you're joking. You gonna drink it anyway?
I had a few sips.
Yeah, that's it. Stop there. You want to introduce our guest?
Yes, yes. This is we're having on Carl, the 2008 Mr. Israel, now IFBB Pro. This is his debut show this weekend at the John Simmons 202 in Detroit. He's there in his hotel room. This is Amit Sapir from Israel. Amit, you there?
Hey.
How you doing, Amit?
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
I'm good. Just landed in Detroit a couple of hours ago. Feeling good. Very excited to my pro debut.
So you're living here in North America?
Yeah, I moved to Canada like 8 months ago. And,
so you made so you made Aliyah. You came this way.
Exactly.
You came the wrong way. Aliyah is supposed to be from here to there.
Yeah, you see, I did the opposite way.
So why did you move to Canada? What was the impetus to coming to Canada?
Well, like every man, I found a beautiful wife, so I came after her.
You met her in Israel. How did you meet her originally? On the internet?
Yeah, originally we met on the internet, actually on a bodybuilding site.
Wow.
And she liked bodybuilders, and we started talking, and originally I just came to meet her, and I thought it was going to be for a couple of months, and we ended up to get married.
So you came to Canada to meet her for the very first time.
Yep.
And you were planning on staying for a few months?
Yeah, well, the original plan was to come here and meet her and see how it goes, and then I thought I'm going to head out to the States because of the bodybuilding, because this is where I wanted to be at the first place. But you know, love wins everything, so we end up getting married, and now we're living in Canada.
You know what? 4 or 5 months ago, I would have said you were a fool, but now I understand.
Isn't that funny, Carl? I mean, Carl was just talking about him falling in love, and then we got GX, our music director, who is moving to Canada, actually, to marry somebody he met on the internet through the RX Muscle, through the boards, Dawn Allison. So we've got the theme of the show tonight is in love, people falling
in love.
Isn't
that funny? That is funny.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
When am I going to fall in love, Carl? Who am I going to meet on the internet?
I don't know. You. There's a couple girls in your life that I think you could probably have that type of a deep relationship with.
Guess we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Maybe I'll meet that special one at the Olympia.
There you go. So if you're listening out there, special one, make sure you wear a nice clothes and brush your teeth, okay?
So you met, what's your name, your wife's name?
Bronwyn.
Bronwyn.
Oh my God. Is she an artist?
Is she what?
An artist.
No, she's not an artist. She's actually the power behind of all of my prep. She's doing everything for me. All I'm doing is diet and training. She's doing all the hard work.
Wow, okay.
When I called him earlier, Carl, we were talking, and I asked him how many carbs, and he has to ask his wife. She's the one planning this out.
That's funny.
She's going with the papers. You need to eat now. You need to drink now. Do this, do that. And I'm like a big baby.
Yeah, but you better like a big baby. You better be careful. You never make her mad, because she'll load you with sodium when it's not supposed to be.
Exactly.
You know? She'll sabotage you.
Yeah.
So you came to Canada 8 months ago. How long did it take you to finally decide to marry her? I mean, it couldn't have been long, huh?
It was basically love from first sight. Like after 2 months, we got married, and when you know it's it. So everything was so great, and we didn't even have to think twice. We just actually we eloped to Vegas and married there.
Oh, how funny! Man, there's a lot of synchronicity in these interviews tonight, isn't that?
It's amazing. Unbelievable. I mean,
GX is going to Las Vegas to get married. And I was talking about love at first sight for like, I never thought I would feel that before. And now he's saying, this is too freaky, man. This is funny. Okay.
So she is, you said before, you told me that she's very supportive of the bodybuilding. Obviously, she's doing your diet.
Yeah, she's everything for me. She's, without her, nothing of this was possible.
Does she train also? She work out?
Yeah, she train hard, but just for her own fun, you know. Maybe we'll put her on a figure stage one day, but not yet.
Yeah. What about girls in Israel? This is something I was wondering. Somebody told me, I don't remember, maybe somebody on Facebook that wanted, maybe, I'm sure you probably know him, a guy who competes, who won Mr. Israel this year. He told me, Effie, maybe his name is?
Yeah, Eric Ivalevich, yeah.
Yeah. He told me that the girls in Israel, they're afraid of big muscles.
It depends. You know, I guess everywhere in the world, like, there are girls that are really, really into it and muscles and big guys, and there's girls who are said they're against it, but up until now, every girl I met, bottom line, they like it, so.
Yeah, that's interesting. You noticed that I remember when I was a kid, I would have muscle magazines. You know, I always read Flex and later on MD and all the other magazines. And I'd have girls over at my house or my parents' house at the time. They would see the magazine and say, "You want to look like that? Ew, yuck," right? But then when I went out, you know, to contests, it certainly doesn't seem like that's the case.
Exactly. This is what I think. They say one thing, but they mean completely other thing.
So in Israel, you found one thing. I've been to Israel before, and the women in Israel are pretty nice.
Pretty and fit. Most of them are very fit. You don't see any fat women in Israel.
No, it's not like the States. Not a lot of fat people there at all.
It's almost like there's very, train. Very – I mean, there's – the percentage in Israel of fat people has got to be very, very small.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't see very many fat people at all. If you go to the mall here in the U.S., you'll see, you know, hundreds of them everywhere.
Yeah, true.
But I've been to Israel a couple times myself. The Israeli people think that the American people are kind of slothful and lazy, don't they?
I don't know if lazy, but Israeli people are very intense. They like everything like fast and now, and they're very, very passionate about everything. I think Americans are more slow going and take their time and everything.
Yeah,
and definitely a lot more polite than Israel.
Well, in Israel, you have to be, you know, faster and move, because you never know when you're going to get blown up.
It's true.
Life could end at any turn. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true. Everything there is on the fast lane. You have to do everything now and fast. And if you don't get what you want in this minute, so it's a problem. This is Israeli mentality. This is how it works there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, it's because the environment we grow up in all of our life, like every time everything is war and mess, and like when you grow up like this, so this is what happened.
What city are you from?
I was just going to ask him, same question.
Tel Aviv, basically. Like a city next to Tel Aviv called Givatayim, like 10 minutes drive from there.
Yeah, Tel Aviv is nice. Tel Aviv is beautiful. Tel Aviv is like Manhattan. It's like Manhattan.
Tel Aviv is sweet. Yeah, it's a little New York.
Yeah.
Did you ever witness when you were younger or anything, any of the suicide bombs or the results of any of that?
When you live there, you hear about it all the time. There was a couple of suicide bombings in Tel Aviv when I was younger, like 15 or 16. I wasn't, part of it, but I knew people that died in suicide bombing and stuff. It's not easy, but when you live there, you basically get used to it. It's like it's stuff that life's going on there, no matter what happens.
I think the most amazing thing the two things that were really most shocking to me when I was in Israel was the first one. I had to go to the mall, this beautiful high glass mall. It was beautiful, and because I wanted to buy some gifts for some of the people that were hosting me there, and so walking around the mall, you see all the soldiers walking around with their automatic weapons on their shoulders. That's kind of really freaky when you go in a public place and you see them walking around. And then the other thing that was really freaky was when I visited Masada and we were on the bus going to Masada. I guess we went through the Gaza Strip, right? To go to Masada from Tel Aviv, you have to go through the Gaza Strip, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they shot at our bus. And I didn't know they were shooting. I heard these noises. And then the bus driver very calmly said, "Everybody, please put your head down below your seats." And I'm thinking to myself, what's he talking about? And then he looked at me. He went like this, "Put your head down below the seat." And so I put my head down below the seat. His name was Joseph. I'll never forget it. And he continued to do the tour. He said, "The noises that you hear right now are the small caliber weapons of the Palestinians. They're shooting at the bus." I was like, what? And he just kept driving like it was no big deal.
It probably happens all the time.
Yeah, he said that. He says it happens every time the buses come through here. He says, but the calibers are so small that they really don't make it, and they just tap the bus. That's all it is.
I'll tell you what, when you live there, in the day-to-day life, you don't really feel it because it doesn't happen every day. But when it does happen, it's shitty. It's you know, it's to take you completely out of your lifestyle. But in the day-to-day life, most of it is very, very like America. It's like very, very fast pace, and everything is going basically pretty regular. You don't really feel it in the everyday life there.
Yeah.
Amit, when did you start working out and training?
I started on track and field when I was 13, and like all I wanted to do was be in the Olympics. And then at 17, I went to Olympic weightlifting, and I qualified to the 204 Olympics. And 2 months before, I basically ripped my shoulder, and I couldn't go before the Olympics. And then instead of doing surgery, I just started to do bodybuilding, and it went good from there. So I kept going up until today.
Were you always interested in bodybuilding, or did you gain interest?
I always liked muscle. I never knew about before I started weightlifting. I never knew about bodybuilding as a sport. But when I always liked lifting, heavy lifting. And when I stopped doing the Olympic weightlifting, and I saw what's in bodybuilding, what the sport, I fell in love with that completely, all in the lifestyle of bodybuilding.
Bodybuilding in Israel is not very popular, is it?
No, it's like there is a little community, but again, it's all about the population size, right?
Right.
Because it's a really small population, so not a lot of people interested in it. But it's not something you can make money off for sure.
Yeah, you. So to be a bodybuilder, you had to leave Israel, pretty much.
Yeah, if you want to make a living out of it, Israel is not the place to do that.
Yeah.
Were you good at Olympic lifting when you did it? I mean, obviously you qualified, right?
Yeah, I qualified to the Olympics, so I guess I was okay.
Actually, you have a tattoo on your shoulder of the Olympic rings, don't you?
Yeah, I did it when I was 16.
Now you can't be. You could never be buried in an Orthodox cemetery now.
Yeah, I'm not really religious, though. So, don't really care about that issue.
Not many. You know, that's one thing that surprised me when I went to Israel is that there's not. The majority of Israelis aren't very religious, are they?
90% are not religious at all. Like completely Americans. We have McDonald's there, like eating, not eating kosher. Most Israeli doesn't give a fuck about religious. Seriously,
yeah, I know. I know.
Let's see.
Very,
so
very
obviously,
secular lifestyle.
Yeah. You were also in the army, right? I guess you had to be.
Yeah, everybody has to be, right?
Everyone in Israel going. Guys go for 3 years in the army and girls for 2 years. It's a mandatory thing.
I remember when I worked for the company that I worked for. They were based in Tel Aviv, but they also had a factory in Kiryat Gat. And when I went there, the girl that was required to show me around, her name was Sarit, and she was very attractive. And we were sitting in the car one day driving, and I asked her about being in the military, and she was an officer, actually. She I don't know how they become officers, if it's like the United States where you just work your way up. So I said to her, what do the Israeli women think about the American men? She says, we think you're babies. I'll never forget that. We think that you're babies. So that's why I got that idea.
That must have made a big impression on you, Carl, because I've heard that story a bunch of times.
It did, because I feel like I don't disagree with them. I think that they look at us as being – that we have access to so much, yet we whine and complain about everything, and they have access to so little, and they're very satisfied with anything they get.
I guess living in Israel makes you tough. You're going to the army, you experience a lot of stuff that Americans just don't experience, and it affects your personality. I mean, when you live in this kind of environment, so obviously you'll become a tougher guy. So when I guess Israeli girls see like American, they're like, what the fuck? Why didn't you grow up?
Right.
I can tell you, when I went to Israel, I went on like what you call a teen tour.
Right.
And part of the tour is you get to choose there's a week I think it was 12 weeks I was there.
Right.
There's a week that you get to choose what you want to do. You can go to the beach, you can go to the Dead Sea, you can do, this or that, you can do, hiking, or you can do the army.
Right.
And I chose to do the army, which was a horrible, horrible mistake. because they actually put you with the Israelis that are doing a boot camp,
right?
So yeah, you do a week
training,
of
right?
boot camp, and it was horrible. It was horrible. I'll be honest. I'm going to be honest. I faked that I was sick for 3 of them.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
They want you to run. They wanted you to run to the mess hall, run back, do all this. I was like, oh my god, this is supposed to be a vacation.
Have you ever spent any time on a kibbutz at all?
Me?
Either of you.
Yeah, I was there a bit. I had a girlfriend from there, so from one of the kibbutzes in
Israel. Did you do the kibbutz that makes the Dead Sea lotions that they sell in all the malls here in the United States?
But all the kibbutzes make the Dead Sea oil that they sell in the state. Yeah,
it's funny. Yeah.
Those are the best salespeople. Me and Lewis were actually talking about that. Those girls that they have,
put their hands out like this, and then you put your hand in their hand, and they start rubbing that lotion on you, and they're looking at you in the face, and they say, "Oh, this is so good. Why don't you buy it?" And you're like, "Okay, I'll buy it."
Oh my god, you wouldn't believe it. I actually bought that stuff.
I bought
something to make a. I bought a nail file.
Me too. I bought a nail buffing thing from one of those girls. She was like buffing my nails.
The girl's like, "Oh, you are so handsome." I know. I'm like, really? The girls would love it if you get your.
You want to hear something funny? I bought one, but I snapped out of it. I bought one. She did the same thing. Like, she puts her, let me see your hand. And I put my hand.
Rub your hands.
Yeah, she started rubbing my hands. She puts this lotion on my hands. This is made from the Dead Sea. She goes, "Oh, your nails. Let me show you something." She started buffing my nails. And she goes, "This whole kit is like $22 or something like that." And I go, "Okay, you know, give me it, right?" So then she gives me the one.
Oh,
she goes,
she'll upsell you.
Yeah, she goes, "I can give you two for $20 each." And I said, "Look, be satisfied that you sold me the one, okay?" And I snapped out of it real fast after she did that. Took the one and left. That was it.
I was with my friend recently, Joey, in the mall, and we were walking by one of those. And I went to go get a cookie at the cookie store.
Right.
And I walked back, and Joey was talking to one of the Israeli girls at the booth. And I'm like, "Oh, shit." And I went over there. I'm like, come on, let's go. He's like, "Well, no, wait, let me show you. She's showing me this stuff." And I was like, "No, run quickly.
She's going to take over your brain in a second. You have no control."
He was going to buy it. He was going to buy a nail buffer.
Yeah, that's pretty cool that they do that.
He's a big strong man. He's going to buy a nail buffer. Yeah, they got good sales. Jeez, we need to get one of these Israeli girls
to sell advertising. I know. That's a great idea.
So back to bodybuilding. How was your experience in the military? Did you get to lift weights there?
I had an athlete status. So basically, what I did is training people there, like training officers from the army there.
Okay.
So it wasn't so except basic training when you learn how to shoot a gun and stuff. I didn't really do like the real army. Mm-hmm. All I did there was basically working in a gym and training people there to actually be in shape a bit.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, they help you out because I did the Olympic weightlifting. It was Olympic sport, so they gave me like the special status. So they made my life easier back then.
Yeah, it's a good thing you weren't a bodybuilder back then. They wouldn't have cared at all.
Oh, they wouldn't give a shit.
You wouldn't have got any of that respect.
Nope.
So one thing I think that's interesting about the Army is that it's pretty much, I mean, other than like the advanced kind of like special forces guys, the guys and the girls are together in the Army, right?
Yeah.
So when you go out on training and stuff, the girls are right there with you. Co-ed.
Not exactly. They separate the training most of the time, and obviously a different quarter. So,
yes, of course, right.
So you don't get to shower with them and take go to the bathroom with them.
That's where I was going with this. I was wondering how co-ed is.
No, not really.
No,
that's a
now. Now let me ask you a question. The Christian based religions like Catholicism and stuff like that, they're very hung up on, you know, no sex before marriage and all that sort of stuff. Is the Israeli religion like that, or is sex, you know, adequate, acceptable? You can have sex, no big deal. It's no sin.
Seriously, you guys, you need to separate this because, again, most Israeli people in the center of Israel, like Tel Aviv and all the cities around, don't care about religious at all. They're worse than Americans.
Really?
They do whatever they want, whenever they want. No one cares about religious there. The religious people are a really small group there.
So women in Israel, they're not all stuck up and like, "Oh, no, we can't have sex. It's the first date." I mean, they put out all the time? Or?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good deal.
That's my experience, Carl.
I know you did tell me that. You told me that, but yes. I was just curious if that's the way it is all the time.
I remember a saying. Tell me if you've heard this saying before, Amit, having your dessert first because you don't know if you'll have a chance to have it later, kind of thing.
Have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's. I remember somebody had told me that. So yeah, that's my experience in Israel.
Yeah.
We need to go back there, Carl.
Israel's a beautiful. I would go back in a minute. I stayed in Tel Aviv in a beautiful hotel that and behind the hotel, there was a big pool where they took the water in from the Mediterranean into the pool. They filled it up every morning and the people swam in the water from the Mediterranean. And then every evening they emptied the pool back into the ocean. You know what I'm talking about in Tel Aviv? It's,
Yeah, there's hotels that do that. Tel Aviv is a beautiful city for tourism. It's, you know, sun all the time and like beaches and nothing. Not a lot of places get better than this.
Yeah. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll be talking more with Amit. You're listening to Off Topic Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He couldn't scratch, couldn't mix or do none of them tricks. But what he did know for sure was this. Turntable. He put his headphones on and came up with the plan. Keep cutting and scratching and he beat a man.
Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. If you're stuck in a rut, looking to compete, want to make your mark in the fitness industry, or just want to look your best, Aaron Singerman can help. Sign up for 12-week, 24-week, or full-year training packages. All packages include training, diet, supplementation, and hormonal optimization plans. Periodic and regular phone consults, email communication, and text messaging included in all plans. Contact Aaron Singerman today at AaronSingermanFitness@hotmail.com.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com.
Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Off Topic Radio. That's Alvin and the Chipmunks doing Cars. That's better. It slowed down a little bit. I gotta get that one out. I don't like that song. I gotta get that out of the database. Okay.
Okay.
So, go ahead. You take us back, Aaron.
I mean, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you, got your pro card in the first place? How did you, obviously your debut is, this weekend. Tell us how you got from, competing in Mr. Israel to your pro card.
In 2008, I won the Mr. Israel overall, and when you win the overall in the nationals in Israel, same as in the state, you get your pro card. And I competed in two European champs and finished in the top five in the finals, which also give you a pro card. So, and the minute I heard that there's the two categories, so I decided to take it because it was exactly fit to my purposes.
What was your weight class when you won the overall in Israel?
What was that? Sorry.
What was your weight class?
Oh, I was 85 kilos. So it's like.
So that's what, 180 pounds?
183 and 184, yeah, something around that.
Okay. And you competed. Who won, just out of curiosity, who won the European Championships that year in 2008?
The European Championships, some guy from Slovakia who didn't get his pro card yet. I'm not sure.
Oh, really? Really? Hasn't competed yet, huh?
Yeah.
So you got your pro card, and that is that when you left to move to Canada?
I left to Canada, I think, like maybe 4 or 5 months later. I took a little bit time off after the Mr. Israel show. And then I did the European, and then I moved, I guess 2 months after the European, I moved here.
So you were only training a few years from the time that you hurt your shoulder to the time you actually got your pro card.
This is, I think, my fifth year in bodybuilding.
That's pretty pretty fast rise. How many shows have you done?
I did a lot of local shows in Israel, but I don't know if you can count that. I did, like, let's say the Israeli overall, like the Nationals twice, and 2 European champs and 1 world champs of the IFBB amateurs.
Mm-hmm. Where did you do that one at?
I finished 10th in Jeju in South Korea.
Oh, that was in South Korea. Okay. I'm trying to think of who did that one. Who from the U.S., who did that one?
In 205 in Shanghai, Jose Raymond did that. He finished
10th. Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. I thought in South Korea, Jose Raymond did it. Well, that's pretty cool. So, did you get to meet Jose Raymond there?
I talked to him. They actually helped me pose when I was it was my first world championship. I didn't know what the hell I'm doing.
That's cool. And now you're competing. Well, hopefully you'll be competing with him in Las Vegas, right?
Hopefully. Let's see what happens on Saturday.
All right. So tell us about how you decided to do the John Simmons show and how this all happened.
My original plan was to do Tampa, but then I took the advice of some people and improved some of my parts. I had to work a little bit on my hamstring and get more chest fullness, so I improved that. And then I thought because the Olympia is a week later, so it's better to do the pro debut and just diet one time.
Right, right.
And if I can qualify, so it will be great. And if not, I'll do the pound-to-pound challenge at the Olympia, because I like heavy lifting, like I said, so it will be a nice consolation prize if it won't work.
Right, so you need to get top three at the John Simmons show. Let's talk about the lineup, and then because I do want to talk about the World's Strongest Bodybuilder thing. That's pretty cool that they're doing that, and I know I've seen some videos on the internet of you training for it. So who are the big names in this lineup here on the John Simmons show?
Well, of course, there's Mark Dugdale. He finished fourth in the Olympia last year, so not a lot to say about that. Obviously, he's the favorite with this kind of placing in the Olympia.
Right, and he waited. He put all his eggs in one basket because if he doesn't qualify, then he doesn't compete. Obviously, at the Olympics.
Yeah, it's his first show this year, if I remember.
Yeah, this is a big deal for Mark. Who else we got?
We have Tricky Jackson, who is a great bodybuilder. He finished second and third, I think, in Connecticut and Tampa, which also was one of my favorites. And I think from that point up until like between 3 and 10th place, everything is open. There's Daryl G and Stan McQuay and James Llewellyn from the UK. Everyone are great bodybuilders. A lot of respect to everyone, each one of those guys. And it's an open show. It's 18 guys in the class. And, you know, just see where the chips are going to fall.
Yeah, we were talking earlier. Now, if the guys who are already qualified, let's assume Dugdale, if Dugdale wins the show, you got Tricky, who's already qualified, and then who else?
Except Tricky, no one qualified. So there's James Llewellyn from the UK, who I think looks great.
So let's just say those two guys and Tricky. Now, does the fourth place guy also qualify if the third place guy is already qualified?
Yeah, if Tricky will finish in the first three, so fourth place will get a qualification too.
Okay, hopefully that doesn't matter, but you never know. That could help you out.
Yeah, it can help.
Now let's assume, God forbid, but let's say if you don't qualify, what would you consider? What is considered a victory for you in this contest? What will you go to the Olympia being happy with?
I think anything below 7 or 8 place, I'll be disappointed. Again, I never stood on stage against those guys, so I don't know how I'm looking compared to them. I only see pictures and video, right?
Right. That's a big difference. Like when you asked me How do you think you'll compare? It's so hard to say because we've never seen you on stage next to them. You look great in a picture, but sometimes, you know, it's hard to say. You might have look way better next to somebody like a Tricky Jackson. You might blow them out of the water because you'll be bigger, but you might also, you know, some parts might look different. So it's hard to say until you get next to them, you know?
Yeah, I also think it's a matter of what the judges are looking in this, in that specific day. If they're going on more math or more definition, or, you know, it's all about what kind of physique the judges want that day. So, and since it's such a big lineup with 18 guys and a lot of them look great, so it's, you know, it's a lot about what judges are looking for in that specific day.
Right. Well, let's move on. Let's talk about the world's strongest bodybuilder. Carl, are you familiar with what's going on over
there?
Sure.
Yeah, we were there in the Olympia last time.
They're still going to have Ben versus Stan.
Right.
Ben White will be going against Stan.
The White Rhino.
The White Rhino.
Ben White against the White Rhino. That's interesting.
Right. Yeah, Ben White versus the White Rhino. Right. And Stan, they'll be just doing the bench press and the deadlift. But they've also added something completely new, which actually got introduced when Robin thought Ben White wasn't going to be competing because he qualified, you know, twice for the Olympia. So they added a new portion. Why don't you tell us about it? I mean,
basically, they call
Carl.
It.
Inform Carl.
What?
Inform me, because I don't know anything about bodybuilding.
Of course. So basically, what they did, they made the pound-to-pound challenge. And what you're doing is basically squat, double your body weight for max reps. Same for deadlift, double your body weight for max reps, 1.5 of your body weight for bench press, and your own body weight for shoulder Smith machine shoulder press.
Oh, wow.
And the max reps you can do with that, so this is the guy who wins.
Now, is this going to be consecutive, one movement after another, or are they going to do one movement, take a break for a while, do another movement, take a break for a while?
They're going to do on Friday the bench press and the squat, and then on Saturday the shoulder press and the deadlift.
Interesting.
Cool. I think this is going to be a great event, Carl, because the difference is obviously Stan's damn near 300 pounds and Ben, I think, is 300 pounds, right?
Right.
So, you know, obviously if you're doing it this way, Ben is not going to, couldn't even get close to,
squatting.
You know, somebody like a meat here because he's going to be squatting 600 pounds for reps. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. It almost doesn't seem fair, to be honest with you. I mean, it doesn't seem, not fair, but it doesn't seem equitable to do it that way. You would think that they would have to come up with something better because you do have different weight class guys. Maybe this needed to be.
Well, this is the pound for pound strongest, world's strongest bodybuilder. So yeah. It gives an advantage to somebody who is. I mean, if you think about it, Carl, they're all doing the same.
Because equal it's, because it, you know what they should do instead of I got a better idea. What they should do? No. Listen. Hear me out. You're right. Like you take a smaller bodybuilder. And he's strong. And let's say all he has to do is squat 315 pounds for reps versus Stan.
Well, that would be a 160 pound bodybuilder.
Okay. So, but you get the point. Here's the point I'm saying. They ought to, whatever number of reps they do, they should multiply by the weight and do a total work load accomplished as opposed to a total number of reps. That would be more fair. Instead of saying, well, this guy did 4 reps and this guy did 3 reps, and the difference between their 2 weights is so dramatic, they should say this guy did 4 reps with 600 pounds. That's 2,400 pounds moved. And this guy did 8 reps with, you know, whatever, 350 pounds. And they should do it that way and do the most workload as opposed to the more reps. That would be more equitable.
But the difference is that somebody who's bigger is always going to be stronger. Amount of workload.
Yeah, but no. The amount of weight that you move is the workload, not necessarily the reps. I don't know.
But I was thinking what they need to do is to do it like in a powerlifting competition. There's the Sinclair chart, right? So to do it even for one max lift, but to let everyone compete at that, like if someone like me who's weighed 200 pounds need to lift X amount of weight, like someone like Stan that weighed 300 pounds, and you can compare it, and then you actually know who's stronger, exactly like they're doing powerlifting.
Well, that's the thing. You're right. I mean, because you're also not just comparing strength, you're comparing endurance.
Yeah.
Because somebody like a Derek Farnsworth, who's, you know, I've seen his video of him squatting, you know, it comes to a point when you're doing 40 reps or 30 plus reps, a lot of that's endurance, you know?
Right. That's a
Can you beat somebody like a Derek Farnsworth?
It all depends how much he'll weigh. The thing is, for me, I'm coming a week after a show and after like a 12 weeks diet, right?
Right.
So I don't know if I'll be in my peak, but again, I don't know. What I heard is that the competition was supposed to be to anyone who competed this year. I don't know where Derek competed by now, but I think the rules were supposed to be that the only bodybuilders that can compete, bodybuilder actually competed this year in a pro show.
You know, I think that it was changed. I think that was originally what it was. They wanted to open it up to more people. So from what I understand, this is the new thing, is what Bob has told me. Bob Ciccarello said that they're opening up to anybody, including NPC athletes, who have done at least a national level show.
Well, it will be an interesting competition for sure.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely will be. I do like though that it's opened up in a different way, because obviously, you know, somebody like yourself or really a lot of people are not going to be able to, you know, compete against Stan or Ben or Johnny Jackson, because they're in a much, much heavier weight class. They're super heavyweights, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. I mean, that'll be neat. Now, obviously, I'm rooting for you to be on the big stage for the 202 Showdown.
Yeah, that's the original goal. That will be just a consolation prize eventually. Hopefully, right. I can make it to top three and actually get there.
Right, absolutely. Now, when did you, I guess you've seen, since you've been in bodybuilding only for, you know, 4 or 5 years, at some point when you wanted to be a pro bodybuilder, did you look at this before there was a 202 and be like, wow, how am I going to compete against some of these guys?
Well, I always looked on Lee Priest as my role model, and someone at 5'4" that finished top five in the open, so, and Brent Warren is not the tallest guy in the world, and he did it too, so, and he finished second last year, so I know it's possible, it just takes time.
Right, you're right. You're definitely right. That's true. Lee Priest, I think you're taller than Lee Priest.
Yeah, I'm like 5'4", 5'5".
Yeah, and he's like 5'3 and a half, I think.
Yeah.
He might say he's 5'4". I don't know. I have to ask Lee on that one. Yeah, but you're right. Sean Ray's not much taller than you. I know he'll claim to be like 5'7", but I think he's like 5'5
and a
half.
Five, yeah, like that's what I think too.
Yeah, he's not a – so that's definitely true. But now they did open up the 202. It gives an opportunity for you to compete, you know, at your current body weight. What are you at right now? What do you think you'll weigh in at?
Right now, 190 today before carb loading.
Okay, cool. Carl, you got any other questions? Carl's eating. See
no,
that?
No, no.
Carl
I was eating. Talking to my son. I'm sorry. I was talking to my son called me during, and you guys are having such a good time, and I had the phone to one ear and the headphone to the other ear, and I just heard you talking to me, so. But I got my son in the other ear. Chase, you hear this? You're on the air right now, but no one can hear you. Here, wait a second. Here, say something again, Chase.
I'm on the air.
Yeah, barely. Hey, I'm on the air. We barely hear you.
This is what I have to deal with. I mean,
I'm sorry.
Co-host here.
All right, listen, Chase, I got to call you back.
During the show.
All right, bye. I love you. Bye. All right, sorry about that. You know what? I haven't spoken to him all day, and he called, and you guys were having such a good time, and I thought, well, they won't miss me. I'm sorry about that.
I noticed your absence, so I had to see what you were
Yeah, so here. See that? That's not nice, man. You should have just let me hang for a couple minutes. Anyway, okay. All right, I'm sorry. What did I miss? Did you ask me a question?
You want me to repeat what we were talking about?
No. I had it in one ear, but what is? Did you ask me a question, or did you just
no,
say
I
where
to? No, I was waiting. I was trying to call you out. I thought you were eating.
Oh, no, I wasn't eating.
I was trying to catch you, and I guess I got you even better.
I wasn't eating. I was on the phone. Sorry about that.
That's okay. So I mean, are you excited to go to the Olympia? I mean, this is your first one, right?
Yeah, this will be my first Olympia, hopefully as a competitor, but if not, it will be one hell of an experience just to see all of these big guys that I look up to in the last 5 years. Probably I'll just run that for their autograph, most of them.
That's funny. Now if you want, we'll take pictures with you too, you know. Aaron and I are very popular, but we'll be glad to make time to take pictures with you, okay?
This will be the peak of the Olympia for me.
Yeah, right. That's
yeah,
funny.
It's very, very reasonable. $10 for a picture.
Ten shekels. Shekel. No, we only take shekels. I'm sorry.
Beautiful.
Shekels. From you, take shekels. I guess it'll be quite an experience for, I'm assuming you're going to bring your wife, right?
Yeah, she's right here in the hotel with me, and she'll be with me backstage.
Cool.
That'll be cool. Very cool.
Yeah, definitely. It'll be an experience for both of you.
Yeah, of course. It's her first Olympia, too, so she's excited.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know you're looking for sponsors. If somebody wants to get in touch with you through email or whatever, how would somebody get in touch with you, a sponsor?
IFBB Pro Amit Sapir at yahoo.ca.
And do you have a website yet?
No, not yet. Working on it.
Good. We need to get you one.
Yeah, well, they can sponsor the first Israeli Jewish bodybuilder.
Yes, exactly. That's what we need to work on. We can get you that sponsorship, and we'll definitely we're gonna have fun. We'll meet up at the Olympia. I'm assuming you guys are gonna, if you don't compete, even if you do compete, you're gonna go to some of the after parties, right?
Yeah, of course. We'll see you there. Dinner is on me.
Hey, I like that idea.
All right, he's a good guy.
Okay. Hey, Amir, lots of luck, okay?
And thank you very much.
Welcome to North America, and we all have to go to Israel together sometime. We'll have some fun, okay?
Definitely. We'll take you to all the great places.
There you go. There
all
you
right.
Go. All right, you all take right, it easy, and good luck.
Thank you very much for coming on.
Good
thank
luck.
Thank you very much. See you, Olympia.
Okay.
Okay, see you.
Bye-bye. All
right, so here we go. And we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have, you love him, we all love him, Louis the Big Sexy Yurdel. So stay tuned. You're listening to Off Topic. We'll be right back. If you're stuck in a rut, looking to compete, want to make your mark in the fitness industry, or just want to look your best, Aaron Singerman can help. Sign up for 12-week, 24-week, or full-year training packages. All packages include training, diet, supplementation, and hormone optimization plans. Periodic and regular phone consults, email communication, and text messaging included in all plans. Contact Aaron Singerman today at AaronSingermanFitness@hotmail.com.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com.
Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. If you're stuck in a rut, looking to compete, want to make your mark in the fitness industry, or just want to look your best, Aaron Singerman can help. Sign up for 12-week, 24-week, or full-year training packages. All packages include training, diet, supplementation, and hormone optimization plans. Periodic and regular phone consults, email communication, and text messaging included in all plans. Contact Aaron Singerman today at AaronSingermanFitness@hotmail.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Off Topic Radio. Boom, there it is. Oh my God, you know what I did wrong, Aaron?
Huh?
Wait a second. Hold on. Stay with me now. Don't do anything.
You hung up on Lewis?
No. You want to introduce our next guest?
Our next guest is our very own friend of mine, friend of yours, the big sexy Louis Yurdel.
You there, Lou? Unmute your mic. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, hey, you're great. You know, I think you need. This is your.
No, yeah. Keep my music going through the whole interview.
I'm not your boy toy.
Carl.
Yeah.
There you go. Music.
Sorry. It's
Carl
a cute show.
Off talking on the phone, Lou. Ignore him.
So, Lou.
Jew better watch it.
Yeah. That's funny.
You racist motherfucker.
So how did you do in your competition, man?
Anti-Semitic.
Nothing wrong with that.
Lou actually sounds very clear, Carl. Does he sound clear to you?
Very clear.
Am I not hearing Carl for some reason?
I think Carl muted his microphone.
No, I'm fine. I'm right here, man. What are you talking about? You're not hearing me. You can't hear me?
I'm talking to you and you're not responding.
No, I am, but I was doing something. I was distracted. I was trying to shut down one of the windows so the music would stop playing. Lou has a much better microphone, I think, than yours or something, because he sounds the way you're supposed to sound.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, no. We need to get Lou on the phone then.
New host.
Yeah.
Disconnect host. Lou immediately. Yeah. Immediately.
So anyway, what kind of microphone are you using?
All of a sudden, he gets third place in his contest, and now he thinks he's going to replace me.
Congratulations, by the way. I didn't know you took pro. Congratulations.
Maybe when you win one, Lou, you come back, and we'll see.
I know. That's the next goal.
Yeah. So, Carl, we'll start with Lou with this contest deal. You've been dieting for a while for this, Lou. When did you decide you were going to shoot for this Tournament of Champions? That's what you did, right?
Yeah, Tournament of Champions. I actually picked that show shortly after I finished my last show in 2009 in the Orange County Classic, because I wanted to give myself a full year off season, and then give myself 20 weeks to diet. So when I gave myself a full year, that put me right at the end of April, so I'd start my diet in May for the TOC, which would have been just this last weekend, September 11th. I wanted 20 weeks of diet so I could really slowly come in rather than trying to,
burn all that muscle
to the
off.
Finish line, maybe lose more muscle,
Right. And
diet was more successful than my diet, because you ended up looking pretty good at the end there.
Well, I mean, thank you, but with all truth be said, I think that you can admit that. I think you would have looked a lot better had you not had a few little snafus right at the end of yours as well.
But you're being nice. I don't know. I have been nice. This is one of those times, Lou, where it's just me and you talking, and I have to wonder if Carl's even here.
Of course, you can't hear me.
He's there. He's texting his new love line.
No. You can't hear me right now. You guys can't hear me.
What's going on, Carl?
Can you hear me? You guys can't hear me?
Yeah, we hear you fine.
But I couldn't hear anything else you were saying.
Well, you guys were talking before? I backed out. I started talking and you guys were having a conversation, so I just backed out.
All I hear is
eating.
Yeah. There you go.
Ask him a question, Carl. Participate.
You guys were having you go ahead, ask him a question. I'll follow in. Go ahead.
Here's
a question I want to know. I got a question now. You know what? Okay, I got a question now. I just shut their mics off. Now let's see if they can hear me.
Lou,
no, they just keep on talking.
The pictures we saw of you on the internet over the last year were not the best.
You mean from last year's competition?
Yeah, last year.
Oh no, I mean they're pretty bad, man.
The stomping the ground and everything, they were used. And you took it very well. Usually they're used at your expense. Like New York City Big Mike would always throw one in here and there.
Yeah.
And so did you feel like any pressure that you had to obviously, there's some redemption, I guess, you're looking for?
Not for other people. But I definitely the reason I do this sport, what's so appealing to me is that you can improve yourself. It's a constant battle against you. So the pressure is on me, to bring a better package than I had before and show improvement with what I had, I think I showed significant improvement from last year to this year. So, like I say, I'm 110% happy, above and beyond, with what I expected, what I would get from this show.
Did you, hey, Luke?
With everything from conditioning to the size I put on. So, yeah, I mean, I didn't really have pressure. Like, oh, I don't know what people are going to say. You know, I really didn't think about that. I was more worried how I would feel. I mean, I would feel pretty crappy if I, you know, didn't show up.
You did the whole 20 weeks and came in worse than the year previous year, huh?
Yeah, well, I did 20 weeks this year, and the previous year I think I did 16.
Carl is saying we cannot hear him. I think
I keep trying to break in.
I'm because we're all three on Skype.
I'm not on Skype. I'm in the studio, but I do think that because Lou is on Skype, something has gone wrong in the board here. Because whenever I try to talk, if you guys are already talking, I don't even get through.
That's happened a bunch of times on Pulsing Radio. I'm sure that has something to do with it.
I think I have to get.
You want to have Lou call in on the phone because I want you to be able to participate on the.
Yeah,
phone.
No,
also, I don't want Lou to take. Job,
I think so. That would just text me his number and I'll call. Text me.
See,
Lou's.
He couldn't talk either. Carl, let's have Lou call in on the phone.
Text me his number.
Lou,
give.
He can't even hear. Can't hear anybody now.
Okay, hold on a second.
This is reminding me of Pulsing Radio.
Hold on a second.
Okay, now it's just me and you.
Yeah, well.
No, I'm back now. I don't know what happened.
Lou, would you just message me your phone number and I'll call you on a regular phone? We're having some sort of technical difficulty with Skype. I think I have to have a separate occurrence of Skype for each call.
I think you are a technical difficulty.
I don't have these problems. Just give me your number. All right.
So seriously, Lou, there you go.
Here it is. Okay, I'm disconnecting Lou right now. Here we go. Okay. And the magic of live radio. One second.
Yeah, I knew something wasn't right because I couldn't even hear. Normally when me and you are doing the show, I might not be able to hear you talking, but I can tell that you're there.
Right. And I'm trying to talk,
like,
and I know.
You know, there's no buzz or anything. There's no nothing.
All right, hold on.
So I could tell, I felt like you weren't connected. Or you were on mute or something.
Okay. Can you hear me, Aaron? Aaron, can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay. Lou, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Now everybody's back to normal. Okay?
Now I sound like crap now, don't I?
No, you don't. You sound less good than Aaron, and that's the way life should be, but other than that.
this is perfect.
Aaron. No, but no, really.
The balance of power is back.
Is back to normal where it belongs, exactly. Exactly. So anyway, but Lou, did you put on a lot more weight than your last competition this time?
I was 202, and I was 215 at this show.
Well, that's great.
So,
your condition was improved also.
My condition was a lot more improved. So, you know, it was 13 pounds of actual weight, but, I mean, actual size might have been a little bit more than that. So
there was a rumor going around the internet that you were actually utilizing something called the Fuhrer eating program. Is that true, that you were doing some sort of Nazi eating program for this competition?
I am unaware of any such.
Were you eating Jewish children?
Were you eating Jewish children for this competition?
I am unaware of any such program.
Okay, all right. So anyway.
There's me and Fuhrer.
Yeah, the Fuhrer eating program. It's like ketogenic, but you just eat Jews.
Lou, what do you attribute the extra 15 or so pounds of lean muscle to? How did you put this on? For all those people out on the boards and listening to the show who wants to replicate these kind of gains, what do you think the key is? What did you do differently?
Well, I definitely ate a lot cleaner during the during the off. Can you hear me,
Carl? Did you hear Lou?
Yeah, he said he definitely ate a lot cleaner.
Oh, I didn't hear it, man.
I think it's the.
All right,
the
I'm just gonna pretend.
Man.
I'm not gonna say that anymore.
Yeah,
I'm not
okay. Ask I think it's Skype. Good. So
you ate a lot cleaner during your off season.
Yeah,
I ate a lot cleaner. I mean, I didn't eat all clean, but I mean, I made sure I got at least 450 grams of protein in every day, and I ate right around, I would say, around 300 grams of carbs per day on any given day. On Saturday, I would eat pretty much whatever I wanted to. Which, as long as I got my 450 grams of protein in. And I think one of the biggest differences in this is the year off season was in my training. I really took time to focus on full range of motion, especially on legs. I bring it all the way down or all the way back and make sure I take time to squeeze rather than just trying to pop out the motion and move the weight. I'd actually take time to put the weight where I wanted to put it. and it really made a big difference.
Lou, did that mean that you went down in the training weight that you were using in order to execute better form and feel the muscle working, or did you were you still
absolutely?
Yeah.
At the beginning, I had to lower the weight because, you know, you're bringing the weight. You know, you do a leg press, you're bringing it all the way down. You know, to your quads are basically hitting your stomach. You know. And then you press it all the way up, and you got to squeeze it. You're not just using momentum. So you had to lower the weight. You know, but by the end, I don't know if you guys seen the training video. You know, I did 9 plates a side on the hack squats for 3 reps, 3 weeks out from my show.
That's strong, so, man. That's very
strong. That's strong. And to me, I don't know how you do that with your knees, being you're a pretty tall bodybuilder. For me,
you work
that,
up to it.
That kills my knees, going all the way down like that with that heavy weight on hack squats.
Do you get your legs really, really far out on the plate so that you got your hamstrings more engaged, or you keep them close together?
You watch, yeah. I have a very close stance.
Really? Most so that even puts more stress on the knee.
Most of my leg movements, I keep my feet together. I keep my toes pointed straight. Hack squats, you can point your toes out a little slightly. You can still hit the sweep really good just because of the angle of the hack when you put your feet. But when I do front squats, I keep my feet close. And I keep about no more than like 4 inches apart. And same with all my leg presses. And I will do certain presses with my legs out wide just so I can get the inside. But primarily, I really just hammer the crap out of my sweeps.
Well, I got to say, your legs, of all the body parts, it seems to me like your legs have come up the most.
Yeah, it's. I hope. You know, I'd be sore from Sunday on our leg day till about Thursday or Friday every week. So.
Wow, that's a long time.
It was,
that's what I'm focusing on now also. Although I'm not going with the crazy weights on hack, I just don't like hack squats. I've been squatting again. You know, I like, bar squatting. You don't really bar squat very much. Back squat.
I don't back squat at all. I can't keep my feet close together and I can't keep my toes pointed straight. I'm not stable enough for it. You know, I find that you gotta go a little wider stance. Your toes have to point a little further out. And that doesn't really hit the part of the leg I'm really trying to build. It's all more inner leg. And for bodybuilding, you know, that's not like a, you know, who cares if you got big inner legs, you know?
Right.
For her.
Do you ever do reverse hack squats? Aaron, I know you call them power squats, but do you ever do reverse hack squats for your glutes and hamstrings, Lou?
I don't know, but I have done good mornings. I do stiff legged deadlifts. I do a lot of curls, and I lunge. We have a 30-degree hill outside of a ramp outside of our gym, and I throw a 100-pound bar on my back and lunge up the hill.
Yeah, that's great.
And that really hammers the glutes and hams right in the tie-in. So
right.
One thing, Lou, you know, I train by myself pretty much. One thing that you have over there at San Diego World's Gym is you got a group of guys that you train with. You think that plays a role in your success having – you know, several
absolutely.
Pretty hardcore training partners.
Absolutely. You know, I give a big shout to Pete Ciccone, John Ward, Duda Bueno. Those are the guys I trained with pretty much for the entire off season. And you know, just the energy level you get going during a leg workout. If you don't have an energy level, there's only a certain amount you can push yourself. But when there's like 3 or 4 guys and you're all just amped up, you know, the adrenaline starts going, you start getting fired up for that leg workout, and you need it just takes you to the next level. You know, you get the extra 3 or 4 reps in there. They won't let you get out of the leg press. They won't let you get out of the hack squat. They'll say like 5 more. And you think you're done. You know, you got your 15 reps and you got 5 more for 20. You know, it just takes a lot out of you. But, you know, you put a lot in, you get a lot out. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm missing. I don't have, for me, you know, training on my own, I'm sure I don't train to that intensity. Just because, like you said, you stop when you think you're done. You might have a little left if somebody's screaming at you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's the best part about the 619, you know.
Yeah, you got the gym that you work out is an interesting place because it's like almost like from what you tell me and talking to some of your other friends like John Ward and some of these other guys, it seems almost like a kind of a family atmosphere, but a very bodybuilding-friendly family atmosphere, huh?
There are a lot of competitors. It's a trainer's haven, for one. So trainers are drawn there because the trainers, you don't pay a fee to the gym. You basically have membership, your client have membership, and you keep all the money.
Yeah, it doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah, so every trainers come from all over to train at this gym. So it's jam-packed with trainers. And, you know, a lot of the bodybuilders, figure competitors are there, are also trainers. So there's a lot of bodybuilders training the clients there. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, it's pretty cool. At the POC, I was the only one in the gym that was actually competing at it. But sometimes you get a show with, like, 15 people at the gym competing, like the Cow or the Excalibur. And it's pretty cool watching everyone there getting ready for it.
Also, you just had at the North Americans, you just had one of your guys at the gym get his pro card, huh?
Parenthesis Devers, PDD, yeah.
Who?
Yeah. PD Devers. Oh, you remember Gail, Carl, Olympic athlete?
No, I don't. You know what? There's something wrong with my microphone, I just realized. That's the problem. Hold on a second.
Oh, my
now
God.
I just found the problem. I'm sorry. I just found the problem. There was a plug actually being pulled out. Is that? Can you hear me okay now?
Yes, much
okay.
better.
All right. Sorry about that. Okay.
Gail Devers, you're familiar with that name, Carl?
No, I'm not.
Olympic track athlete. That's his
Hello,
his
my
sister.
Name is Carl Lenore. I live under a rock.
He's been competing for many, many years.
You know
years.
What? I work
he
for
finally
friggin' living.
He recently got his pro card, winning the overall Masters overall at the North Americans.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. He won the light heavyweight open as well. So
he
won pretty much all. He won the light heavyweight open.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he won the light heavyweight open.
No, somebody else won because he took himself out of it.
He took him out of the
they open. Let him get on
stage. They wouldn't let him. They wouldn't let him get on stage for the overall.
Oh, is that what it was? So he did win. He won his class. He didn't win the. He didn't compete in the overall.
They wouldn't let him go out. Apparently, that's what Chris Aceto said. He couldn't go out. They wouldn't let him go out.
Huh.
Because he already had a pro card.
I'm not sure. I thought that somebody else won the North American, but maybe so. I don't know. Maybe so.
Yeah.
So he's actually – your buddy PD Devers is actually competing this weekend, right?
In Detroit, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How did he do?
He's competing this weekend.
I know. Oh, what am I thinking?
Let me see my crystal ball.
Yes. You know what? I don't. I think I want to end the show now. I'm tired. I'm gonna take. I'm taking my football and going home.
Tired,
I am. I'm. You know, it's a long day, man, for me.
Well, we're not gonna end just yet, Carl. Okay. Bear with us for a few more minutes.
Okay. All right.
Can you handle that, Carl?
Yes, I can handle it. I'm fine. Go ahead.
I don't even remember. You threw me off, Carl. Lewis?
Yeah.
So what's your plans from here, man? What's the next step?
The next step for me?
Yeah.
Well, I want to take a year. I mean, again, I'm gonna work another year off season. I'm gonna change a few things up to try and increase that number that I have at the 13. Try to increase that, you know, up maybe 15, 16 pounds. I'm going to try a few other things out that I think that will help that out. So if I take a year off season, that will put me right about now, which means the next show I could feasibly do wouldn't be till the spring of 2012. So I think I'm going to make a run at the Cow 2012, which is a big show. And I'm probably going to probably hit up either the Orange County or the West Coast Classic just before the Cow.
So you're going to take all the way till the 2012 Cow,
which is an interesting proposal because if I do hit my goals of 15 or 16 stage weight pounds in the off season, that will put me right around 230-231, which will put me in the same class as one of my closest friends, John Ward, who will also be doing the Cow in 2012.
Well, that'll be interesting. That'll definitely be interesting.
Yeah, well, that'd be
Are you getting excited for the Olympia? You're going in just a few days.
I am going to the Olympia. I'll be working for ALR. A quick shout out to ALR. They take care of me in every way. Every way, you know, yeah. I guess you can call me a sponsored athlete to them, but I mean, I guess I work for them. So I actually work for it. I don't just sit back and get, you know, free crap.
Right.
So I actually do a lot of work for them. And, yeah, they're great. They take care of me and, they really helped me out in this last contest, and they'll help me on the next one too. So,
good.
That's good. Cool. So they're going to have a booth at the Olympia, right?
No. They're not having.
They
have a presentation matrix. It's not a booth.
Yes. We're going to have the booth of the show.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, it's a trailer. It's got plasma screen TVs in it. got presentations. It's got a wicked paint job on it. It's sick, dude. It's sick.
And but the real question is, are you guys going to have, you know, quote unquote pole dancers there again who act like they're not really strippers? Are you going to have those?
That's nothing anyone cares about. All you got to know is Rasta Lou will be there.
Yeah. Are you going to wear your Rasta? You're going to wear your Rasta wig again?
What do you mean wig?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't know no one knew. I'm sorry.
What?
I forgot about you guys who wear toupes. I forgot about that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but it'll be really cool. You'll definitely want to hang and check it out, you know? Yeah. I mean,
but you know what? This year, you know, give me a fucking piece of free product once in a while. I mean, you're holding the WTF up, and you show people, but you never give anything away. Give something away.
You know what? I do give stuff away.
I don't know, man. I saw you showing it to people and putting it away back and putting it back in your duffel bag a couple times.
When people come up to me and say, "Yeah, give me something. Give me some of that stuff." You know, yeah, Carl.
I was watching you. What Lou does, Lou's
move is Carl's. He gives it to the people on stage, and as soon as they get off, he takes it back.
Yeah, that's what I'm, give me that did back. Did you ever see? There was an old W.C. Fields movie. He walks into a restaurant, and he shows the maitre d' a bill, like it's like a $5 bill, and he goes to the maitre d'. See this? And the guy goes, "Oh, right this way, sir." And he whooshes him over to a table and seats him and folds his napkin for him. And then W.C. Fields looks at him and says, "You come back in a couple minutes, I'll show it to you again." And he puts it back in his pocket. That's Lou. He shows the people the supplements. Yeah, here, come on. How many curls can you do? And then he walks away with it.
You know what? I have an expression, AR. We all use this. There's no such thing as a free lunch, you know?
Yeah.
You do something. We had the events going on. You get up on the stage. You do an event. We get a free product. That's how it went, you know?
Okay. All right.
Lou, what about a T-shirt, man? Am I ever going to get an ALRI T-shirt, or what do
you know
I have to
what?
Get
we'll
one?
Give you guys T-shirts. You guys come there. I'll have a ceremony where I give you guys T-shirts.
You make us honorary ALR cronies, okay?
No, I'm not going to do that, but I'll give you T-shirts.
I'm not going to do that. You know what? Fuck that. I'm hanging up on them.
That's funny. What do we have to do to work for these T-shirts?
Yeah, I know. Jesus Christ.
Don't worry, you get a T-shirt. Uh-huh. I just want to say also, real quick, my lovely, beautiful girlfriend, Sabrina Taylor, will be competing at the Border States Pro Figure coming up at the end of October, October 30th here in San Diego.
That's very cool.
What did she think of your dieting, Lou? Is she ready for you to be done or what?
You know, all I can say is God bless her for putting up with a lot of my shit during my dieting, because I've never been in a relationship during a prep, and I didn't know that I could be so damn cantankerous. But I guess I was somewhat grouchy during my prep.
And yeah, when I talked to you on the phone, you always seemed to be in pretty good spirits. But you know, I guess when you're around somebody, a girlfriend, it's a different story.
Well, I don't know. I think I just maybe take things that she said incorrectly, or maybe I snapped too quickly. And you know, I shouldn't have done that. But you know, in retrospect, I was dieting, and I think I've apologized numerous times. but she
must be happy that you're not dieting anymore, then.
Yeah, maybe. Well, yeah, because now that I'm nicer, yeah.
hey, wait a minute. Is there someone else on the line with Lou? It sounds like there's somebody else on the line there. Is that Piglet?
Piglet, give me the phone back, you little bastard.
Fuck, don't let Piglet answer the phone, PJ.
Guys,
come on.
He ruined taking over my life, this cat.
Oh, my God.
PJ!
PJ is my favorite guy. PJ, we have to have you back on Superhuman Radio. Everybody is asking me, when is PJ going to come on and talk about training legs?
PJ Braun is the official personal trainer of Superhuman.
That's right. He's the official Superhuman Radio personal trainer.
I like when you have him on, Carl, and you'll be like, "You got to take a look at this guy's arms." PJ Braun, check it out. PJBraun.com. Check out this guy's arms. He's got
he knows. He knows what he's looking at.
And pecs.
Yeah, man. PJ. Pecs and shoulders. He's all oiled up. He's so. Wait a minute. I got to get off the air really quick.
You know,
I got to go rub one out to PJ's picture.
Every time I hear you say that, you'll be like, "TJ Braun has the most amazing shoulders." Like, you need to go check him out right now. Check him out at pjbraun.com.
Hey, but you know what? Hey, but now what? Let me tell you something. Now, amazing PJ, you shoulders. Tell him about the response whenever you do my show. Don't you get emails from people and stuff?
Yeah, you know what's funny is obviously you guys have, you know, listeners to listen to both shows. And after I did Superhuman for the first time, I got so many emails from people saying, wow, you're so much different on off-topic radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Superhuman Radio is like a normal radio show where we talk about like really interesting stuff. And then over here, we talk about debauchery and fart jokes and stuff like that. And, you know, it's like, oh my God, that's PJ Braun on Superhuman Radio. And I get emails all the time. Have him back on. When are you going to have PJ back on? He's so cool.
Yeah, I really
like Carl.
Carl
won't
enjoy
mention
it a lot.
Off-topic radio while on Superhuman Radio because he's afraid that people will tune in. Some of his more conservative listeners,
that's true,
will hear this side of Carl and Nora and not necessarily like it.
Well, do you remember when we first started doing this show, Aaron? I say to you, oh my God, I hope the people that have been listening to me on off-topic for the past couple of years don't listen to me on Superhuman Radio. Don't listen to me on off-topic. They're not going to listen to Superhuman Radio anymore. They're going to think, oh my God, this guy is a pig.
He's a pervert that talks about anal sex.
Yeah, and that sort of stuff. So, yeah.
It's funny because I was a little nervous of that as well. But most of the people actually think that Off Topic is really funny.
Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting because I'm getting a total different demographic of client from Superhuman Radio.
Oh, yeah. You're getting normal people instead of the corrupt, the emotionally corrupt, spiritually bankrupt people that listen to us on Off Topic.
So listen, I missed the beginning of the show, and I'm not sure if you guys touched on this or not, but I noticed that Carl has changed his relationship status on Facebook. You
I'm
guys
in
talk
love.
About that?
Yeah, we did. But I'll be glad to talk about it again and again. Actually, if you
am
want.
Am I allowed to mention that I actually know?
No. Don't please. I got to keep it on the down low. You know, at this point in time, but
he can't even mention that he knows her.
Okay, so he knows her. There you go.
I just want to say that I know what she looks like.
Yeah.
And.
The younger generation would call her a dime piece, Aaron.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh. Okay. She's beautiful, but she's also a beautiful human being, more importantly. So.
That's great. I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, so am I. It's about time something good happens for me.
PJ, are you on the treadmill?
I am. I'm doing my second session of cardio.
I fucking knew it. I knew it.
You're calling me at a time, you know, I mean... I'm at your beckoning call for off-topic radio, but I got to get my cardio in.
You know what? I didn't know if he was doing laundry and he was standing by the dryer and there was something rolling around inside the dryer, or he was doing cardio. That's funny.
Or some kind of weird like kinky masturbation sex session.
There you go. That's what it is with Piglet, no less.
If you weren't dieting, that's what I would have thought.
So speaking of dieting, how are you coming along, PJ?
Great, man. This is the most conditioned I've ever been.
What's your weight right now?
This morning I was exceptionally light. I think it was a bit of an anomaly though, and we'll see tomorrow. This morning I was 235.6.
Wow! And how tall are you?
5'10".
Wow! And Lou, how much did you weigh when you just competed recently?
PJ.
What? Wait, Lou.
Sorry, I was thinking about PJ.
He's rubbing one out. So how much did you weigh on your recent competition?
215.
Wow. Just imagine when you're big and strong like PJ, man. How fucking great that's going to be.
Dude, when I get big and strong like PJ, I'm going to ask him to marry me.
There you go.
He's on his way.
Now you're talking.
He's on his way. He has the German genes.
There you go.
He's working his way up to asking PJ for his hand in marriage.
If PJ and Lou were there in the day of the Fuhrer, I think that PJ would have been like the colonel and Lou would have been just a foot soldier. What do you think?
What do you think?
That's awful. I would have been at least a lieutenant.
Okay. Right. You would have been Colonel Clink. That you would have been Colonel Clink. That's who you would have been.
I know nothing.
I see nothing.
And what would I be? Uh-oh.
What would you be? Unfortunately, you would have been a lampshade.
I would have been PJ's lampshade at his office.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man, I would always keep that light on.
Thank you. I appreciate that. At least you wouldn't make it dark.
Oh, that's terrible. Terrible. And I can't.
What did you think of Lou's progress, PJ? I know he was updating you his whole diet.
Yeah, I got to see the updates consistently through the whole thing. He really improved a lot this year, and I want to say, in all honesty, just from talking to him the whole time, he, you know, he's my friend. He was not a client of mine or anything, but his mentality and attitude and approach towards everything is ideal for me, for a trainer, to get people like that. You know, you don't really get too many people with the attitude of they'll do whatever it takes to be the best they can be without complaining. And, you know, his work ethic was really impressive. So, you know,
I
have a lot
of
respect
for him. PJ, is basically he was the polar opposite of me.
Completely, yes, exactly. I could have saved my breath and just said he did everything the opposite of Aaron.
Well, and I have to speak up about something because I happen to know that Lou was actually going through a family crisis towards the end of his competition that would have probably derailed and distracted a lot of people. But he not only contended with being there for his dad, but also made sure that he was on track with his training. And, you know, there's a lot of people that can diet and train when conditions are great. But when life gets in the way, a lot of people bail. And Lou stayed focused, man. He stayed very focused, even though he was there being there for his family at the same time. So you gotta, you know, applaud a guy like that, man.
No, he did a hell of a job.
Yeah.
Thanks, Carl.
Yeah, good job, Lou.
You're welcome.
And next year, you can go up. Well, PJ will have his pro card by then, right? Right, PJ?
That's the plan.
Wow. That's gonna be so cool when you have
Hopefully,
your pro card.
I'm gonna be at Nationals. Carl, are you gonna make it to Nationals? Probably not. Huh?
Where is Nationals? Where is it gonna be held?
Atlanta.
I don't know, man. When is that?
October 15th and 16th.
Of this year?
Yes.
Oh, no. That week I have someplace else to be for the 11th. Sorry.
You happen to know that offhand?
What? What did you say offhand? What did you say?
That you can't be there.
No, I can't. I really, October 11th, I have someplace to be.
Oh, okay. I thought
no, I'm being sincere. No, I wasn't joking. I really don't.
I tried to get Lou to come, but Lou can't make it for that one. So it's just going to be me there for you, PJ.
Yeah. All right. Well, just
I'll be giving you advice. And
we'll talk after the show.
I'll make sure you eat the right amount of carbs. Don't worry.
Yeah, he'll make sure you eat 100 grams of carbs a day for the following 3 days. Before
you're going to do 3,000 carbs the first day.
Yeah. Right. And then we're gonna 18 wines. Yeah, and up your thiazide at the same time while depleting you of all potassium at the same time.
muffins and prejudging.
There you go.
I had a lot of muffins and prejudging, Jesus.
That's fine.
I was the only guy who was eating the muffins, and, you know, I felt like I didn't want Dexter's muffins to go to waste.
You made sure that they did not go to waste. No, you did.
No.
Very, very.
Hey, you know what? We have to take a break. I lost track of time. We have to take a quick commercial break. Is that okay? We got to pay some bills real quick.
You want to take a break and come back
and then end the show? Let's do that. Let's take our last commercial break, and then we'll come back, and we'll finish up. You're listening to Off Topic Radio.
Yeah, do shout-outs too, Carl.
Yeah, we'll do that when we come back. We'll do the shout-outs when we come back, and then we'll end the show. So stay tuned. You're listening to Off Topic Radio. We'll be right back.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit speciesnutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com.
Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
If you're stuck in a rut, looking to compete,
Want to make your mark in the fitness industry or just want to look your best? Aaron Singerman can help. Sign up for 12-week, 24-week, or full-year training packages. All packages include training, diet, supplementation, and hormonal optimization plans. Periodic and regular phone consults, email communication, and text messaging included in all plans. Contact Aaron Singerman today at AaronSingermanFitness@hotmail.com.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Detectives. What a great song this is. That's a great mashup. That's a mashup between the Police and Elvis Costello. Isn't that the best?
Interesting.
Man, do you remember?
Interesting. That's exactly what
I was never a fan of Sting.
Really?
Or the Police, no.
Oh, I love Sting and I love the Police, but and Elvis Costello was the best. But you guys are young. I mean, you don't remember when they came out, obviously. That's
yeah, I mean, I like a lot of classic rock, but I was just never into the Police or Sting. I don't like his voice.
And that's the best part. I mean, the whole thing about his voice for the Police was like Robert Plant's voice for Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, I love Led Zeppelin, though, but I see the comparison that you're making.
But did you like Elvis Costello?
Yes.
Yeah. That was a great song, Watching the Detectives. That was one of the best songs he did. So I love that mashup. Anyway, okay, so let's get back to it. You want to do the shout-outs real quick, Aaron?
Sure. GX, Past Genetics, Bellissima, Keith Allen, KZ, obviously the Big Sexy.
Yeah, buddy.
Genesis, Risk Taker, Jer, Fatback Goal, Maxim Usyk Mac, how do you say that?
I have no.
Maxim Usyk Mac, whatever.
Okay.
Big Nut, Big Dog 19, Rambo 2, Nick Brucardi, JDL 80, Rex. Thank you, Jeff, the producer, for putting this up. Country Boy, Stephanie Wicked, Matt O 8929, The Big King, Medium Extreme, Lee Carmichael, AVBG, Ving. And Mike Zeltzer also.
And then Alaska Muscle, who was a late entry.
He'll be at the sushi thing and at the Olympia as well.
And Alaska Muscle wanted a late entry. He's a late entry on the board right now. He just got here like 10 seconds ago. So.
Cool.
All right, so those are the kind
people.
So
what else, Carl?
Well, what else? That's it. What do we want to talk about? We want to end the show, obviously. We want to thank PJ Braun for taking time away from his cardio to come on tonight.
Well, he's actually not taking any time away from the cardio.
No, I'm actually not at all.
Well, then,
multitasking, as I always do.
And we want to congratulate Lou Uridel, the Big Sexy, on his recent competition. Bravo. Fantastic.
Great job.
Today is Wednesday. So 7 days from now, we will all be in Las Vegas at the Olympia.
You will officially be in Las Vegas, correct?
It seems so. It's very interesting the way this company is handling this. Not Species, by the way. It's another company. And, it's a company that doesn't conflict with Species in any way that showed some interest in me. It's not a supplement. It's a more of a, I guess you would call it an ancillary product. But anyway, they wanted to bring me out to the Olympia, be in their booth, sign autographs. But I have not received any email confirmation from flights or hotel yet. It's interesting since the show is coming up very soon.
Yeah, man. Have you reached out to them to, like, prod them?
Yes, and the woman called me last night and she wanted to know the times and which airport I wanted to leave from, and we went over all that. Still haven't heard back from her, so we shall see.
It's funny. It's funny because you spoke to them more than a week ago, and at this point, the plane ticket's going to cost them an arm and a leg now.
Yes,
Well, we will see. I'm, you know, I wasn't planning on going to the Olympia so close to nationals. I talked about it with Dave Palumbo, and he said it doesn't conflict with species in any way. He thought it would be a good opportunity for me to impress them and, you know, potentially have another sponsor, which would be great. So I figure I can pull it off. I'll work the booth during the day, and I will train at night. I'll get my cardio in the morning. And it's just 2 days, and I'll be back, you know, full speed after the weekend, you know, for the last 3 weeks. And I can pull it off. But the only thing that I get nervous about is being on the plane with all those people and catching some weird, you know, cold or something.
Yeah, well, just take 10,000 IUs of vitamin D the morning before the flight. Take 10,000 IUs of vitamin D later the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And I would take 10,000 IUs of vitamin D the next couple days after that, and you'll be fine. You won't get sick.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
Your that cheat day, PJ, is on Sunday too, right?
Yes. Yes. The way things are going, it should still be in effect the Sunday of the Olympia. I'm guest posing this weekend in Brooklyn. Anybody that's going to be in the New York area that wants to go to the NPC Brooklyn Bodybuilding Championships, I'll be guest posing there. Come by.
Dave is the MC for that show, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Anyway, all right. Well, listen, congratulations on the guest posing.
Thank you.
That's always fun, and I hope you make it to the Olympia because I really want to hang out with you. You know, just make it so much more fun to hang out with you and everybody else is going to be a Lou, and I'm just really elated about going to the Olympia this year. I got to tell you, I'm so excited.
Yeah, you'll have a great time.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun hanging out with my boy Aaron. We don't get to hang out that much because I don't travel to the shows, but you know, my boy, he's my boy.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So anyway, Lou, thanks so much for coming on the show tonight. Congratulations on your recent placing.
No show. Thanks for having me on.
And how's your dad, by the way?
He's doing better now. Yeah, his blood levels are better.
Good.
Good. They figured they cubed it out, and he should be okay.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. All right. Well, I think is there anything else we need to talk about, Aaron?
No, that's it.
Did I mention that I'm in love? Oh yeah, I think I did already. Okay. All right. Next show, I'll talk about it. Okay. All right. Thanks so much for listening to Off Topic. All of you who tune in and listen to us make fools. At least I make a fool of myself. The rest of the guys don't. I told Lou that I'm writing poetry for this beautiful woman. He goes to me, oh, I've never done anything that gay. Thanks for that, Lou.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, all right. We'll see you guys later. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next Wednesday right before the Olympia. Tune in to Off Topic then.
Go PJ, turn pro!
Yeah! We're only making plans for Nigel. Nigel just needs that helping hand. And if young Nigel says he's happy, he must be happy. He must be happy, he must be happy in his world.